I wish that when I looked in the mirror, I could see my beautiful mind that's full of creativity, or my passionate heart that has so much love to give, but all that I see is the fat under my chin. I used to focus on pouring my soul into plans. Now I'm worried about my sides pouring over my waistband. And I wish that I could focus on things that really matter. But when I start to look around, it's the only thing that's the matter. I know it's unhealthy, but then how can I ignore it? The weight of the world on your weight and how you sport it. The numbers on a scale begin to matter more than how much you love and how much you work for. One size fits all. Six-pack muscle. No other sizes are available. Give them this push, then they start to pull. Yeah, I just gotta fit. Why can't I just live? I just wanna fit. Why can't I just live? Hours a day on a treadmill and lifting weights. Go home, eat nothing and drink a kale shake. Then it starts to elevate, the shake will vacate. A couple months, 174 to 138. Go out the next day, people casting their votes. Am I working hard enough? Are they done with the jokes? Then the compliments come in like never before. You look so good and you won the war. All the pride in their eyes like I won the prize. How could I possibly take that as something's wrong? They're not lies. At home at night, put my fingers down my throat. Go out the next day, then I finally float with the rest of the world in the size that fits all. They won't see a problem till I finally fall. One size fits all. Six-pack muscle. No other sizes are available. Give them this push, then they start to pull. I just gotta fit. Why can't I just live? I just wanna fit. Why can't I just live? Now that I brought it up, can we acknowledge the problem? This problem needs more than just acknowledgement, please. It needs solving, resolving, ratifying the solvent. Not glorifying a cinched in waist and washboard. Not pouring these photoshopped ideas of body positive in magazines, TV, movies, social media. That's implying a definition of beauty in appearances unreachable. A body type that isn't universal. It's prison and thinking that's the X marks the spot. It's the I won't stop until I've reached the top. That top that's promoting these roads for those who physically can't own those goals without finding a way that's not changing a diet or working out. Because I tried that already and it's not working now. I find ways undercover to be beautiful and float, but that boat's a sinking boat. Sour note, tight throat, enough is enough. It's an issue that isn't brought up enough. The theater can't edit, so I have to change. I won't get a part unless I'm in their range of in shape, physically attractive, or hot. I have to look the part if I ever want a shot. Modeling agencies continue sifting through a million models to find their perfect view, redefining the idea of an average body into something that every model has to be, a hottie. Enjoying a French fry comes at too high a cost when the media's afraid of its image getting lost. Please, we need to change it. An average guy doesn't have an 8-pack. An average girl doesn't have a thigh gap. And the idea of average has grown so skewed when in reality, average is just me and you. We don't need these picture-perfect things to be beautiful. You can be healthy and not be moldable. Let's work together to change this stigma and remind ourselves that all sizes are acceptable. Your eating disorder has nothing on your heart. That part, your heart, is where true beauty starts. Love thy neighbor because we all fit. We all deserve to love and we all should just live.